Oh, do you have a pinned tweet on your Twitter account? Well, mine is a joke about Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King, because I'm a serious journalist. But the Alberta Medical Association's, their tweet, a little bit more dire. It says that family and rural practices are no longer sustainable, and they need urgent support in budget 2024. And to paraphrase OMD, as you heard there in the song, according to the AMA's numbers, 61% of family docs are considering quitting Alberta, either by retiring or leaving. So to dive into that information and take a closer look at what they're hoping to see in tomorrow's budget, joined now by a friend of the show, Dr. Paul Parks, president of the Alberta Medical Association. But yeah, so I was mentioning, 61% of docs apparently considering quitting the province, either by retiring or leaving. Is that real or is that just frustration?
No, that's absolutely real. It's these are actually every day now. Family physicians are coming to me saying how dire it is. The situation right now is they just can't. Their practices aren't viable. In fact, today we had one of our family physicians that's been in the province for 56 years, had a big clinic, number of associates, has lost five of them in the last couple of years. His practice is now completely no longer viable. This is someone that's done cradle the grave care in Alberta for 56 years, and there's no possible way he can keep going. And I'm hearing more and more and more of this. That's how dire it is. So that survey, we just put it out there, and in 2 days, that's how many people replied and said how bad it is. It's really critical. It's a true SOS. This isn't a political play. We desperately need help.
Well, there was this $100 million in federal funding, and I know there was panel funding with the province. I know that you were pretty encouraged by a deal that you had struck with Health Minister Adrienne LaGrange on the other side of the calendar in 2023. But is that just a stopgap then in the big picture?
Yeah, well, that first thing, very appreciative for it, but it's literally just to stabilize so we can give enough hope that they can pay their leases, keep their staff and keep their businesses open. But they need to be able to evolve and transform to something. The funding model that exists right now, just clearly it's a fee for service. You have to have the patient in front of you. It's $38, a patient. It really just in no way pays for their bills and helps them run their very expensive practices. And the real critical thing that your listeners, Albertans, have to understand is BC, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Nova Scotia, so many other provinces have leapt in and created new funding models and have really evolved that they're miles ahead of us now. BC, Manitoba, Saskatchewan are all paying $100,000 to $170,000 a year more for family physicians. And that doesn't go in their pocket. That's so they can run these small businesses, so they can have staff, so they can pay for the equipment. So
that's what I was going to ask. Is this just an Alberta problem? But it sounds like it might be.
Well, so it's a nationwide problem around how we fund family medicine. But now, unfortunately, Alberta doesn't have the Alberta advantage at all. It has a disadvantage. We have not leapt in and made this new model. So we've given the minister a new model saying this is actually taking the best parts of what some of our neighboring provinces have done. We just need you to commit to it. And that's what we're like really kind of hopeful that they'll make some firm kind of commitment tomorrow attached to the budget, because that's all the work's been done to kind of inform this budget to see how can we make this work so we can get on par with our neighboring provinces and support family medicine.
Yeah, part of the hardcore press to ensure that the province is listening is we had some social media posts from doctors across the province just a week or two ago, I believe. And this week, we're hearing from medical students that you guys have reached out to share their thoughts on the state of affairs. And I just want to play a little clip from one of those that was posted today.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I am a second-year medical student at the University of Alberta. Alberta's primary care system is in a state of crisis right now. We are breaking records and for all the wrong reasons. This past year, there were 42 unmatched family medicine residency seats in the province of Alberta during the first round of the CARMS match. This is a record high across Canada.
So we've been talking about keeping doctors, but what are we looking in the budget to perhaps, you know, recruit them? Because we heard from Lyle Loberg yesterday during his Stollery press conference that he was saying that there had been 250 doctors that had registered here in the last week, 170 family doctors registering. Does that cover what we've lost? Maybe that's more of a question for you, I guess, but what do you want to see in the budget to bolster the recruitment side of things and to get kids going to school for this?
Oh, so we have to have a firm commitment to a new funding model for family medicine. And so I want to put some perspective. That 170 family physicians that were announced coming in, it's great that we have more doctors, but we don't know what kind of care they're doing. In fact, I'm quite certain they're not doing comprehensive cradle the grave type family medicine that people think. They're probably working in emerges or in hospitals, and they're not doing the care we need. I'll give you a really sobering stat. This year, Edmonton, U of A, there's 74 family medicine residents that are graduating this July coming out. An informal poll of them asked how many are going to go into comprehensive family medicine. So these are family medicine specialists. Are you going to do comprehensive family care? And only 4 out of 74 said they're considering it. We do not have a future right now to replace all those elderly docs and more kind of seasoned docs that are closing up their practices. We have to move the needle. We have to change the narrative.
So then, I guess, just in the most succinct way possible, in layman's terms for the folks at home, what is Dr. Paul Park's top of the wish list for tomorrow? What is it? You talk about the funding model. Is that ultimately the big one?
Yes. Yeah. There's going to be lots of numbers in the budgets, and there's going to be lots of people, you know, crunching what do these numbers mean. Some of it's healthcare, some of it's not. You know, obviously, but on the healthcare side, we need to hear the Minister of Health and the Premier say absolutely committed to the foundation of healthcare. We are going to invest in our family medicine specialists, and we're going to leap in and commit to this new funding model. That's what we need to hear them. Whether there's a line item in the budget that says here's money for family medicine, which there probably isn't. That's not how the budgets work. But to hear the Premier and the Minister say they're fully committed to making Alberta competitive again in family medicine and are committed to this new funding model, that's what we need.
Just quickly before I let you go here, I did want to touch base on another big story yesterday. We heard $17 million towards Stollery planning and development, but we also did hear that the notion of a Southwest hospital in Edmonton, at least for the time being, is not under consideration. Just from your perspective, what do you make about the moves or lack of moves with respect to new hospital capacity here in the city?
I hope, and talking to my colleagues in Edmonton Zone, that that's just a very temporary pause, because we desperately need more capacity. And my colleagues, after that announcement yesterday, they were very deflated in the Edmonton region, because if you look at the objective stats, they're overcrowding and their capacity issues are the worst in the province. And then we're really worried. You hit forest fires again this summer, last summer. They took so many patients from the north and from the territories, and they will not be able to do that again this summer. That's maybe bring me on again and we'll chat about capacity, because this is, in a nutshell, I hope it's a very temporary pause, and that after the budget's announced, the government really does capacity planning and workforce planning.
Yeah. Well, I guess the final question for you is, are you going to be able to sleep tonight, or is this going to be like Christmas Eve for you?
You know, I wish it was a Christmas Eve feel that we know for sure we're going to get everything absolutely that we need on our Santa list there. But that's not how budgets work. And I get they're going to have to make some tough decisions. But honestly, we desperately need them to commit to family medicine and the new funding model. So if I get one thing, that's what the profession in Alberta needs right now. So
yeah, well, certainly healthcare tends to be the item particularly under the microscope every time that we do this annually on the budget front. And certainly we'll be keeping an eye on that. Thank you, Paul. Always appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we're speaking about this. It's important. So anytime. Thanks.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.